Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ the Life's message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word to Me Not Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, we'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, we'll do our best in the Lord Jesus asks for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages, the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, thank God for all you listening at this 7 o'clock hour, Central Standard Time here in the United States. Once again, it's Brother Nate with Church Christ Alive, the message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. And we want to welcome you all that are listening far and near. May the Lord bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. And truly, we are tonight with another segment of Love Thy Neighbor. And as the brother and sisters, we await for them to come on. Once again, we're very grateful for this opportunity to deliver the word of God to you all that are listening. And I pray that the Spirit of the living God will carry this message unto the hearts of everyone that is tuned in. Amen. Truly indeed, it is a blessing to be able to deliver the gospel of Christ. And right now, we're taking advantage of the opportunity we're given to deliver this message now, because the time is going to come, just like it's happening in many other countries now, that we're going to be rejected to go over the airwaves. And you see things are sizing up now. You are hearing particular things that's going on. You know, it has been reported, you know, some of you have known the situation that's going on with T.D. Jakes and Geno Jennings. And now it's gotten to a point that they said that it was reported that T.D. Jakes now has lawyer up and he's trying to get Geno Jennings shut down, you know, off of, you know, all social media and try to sue him and all whoever else would talk about him on social media. Now, that's going to bring up some interesting things, people, if that takes place. But the bigger picture thing I want you to understand is that the freedom of speech thing is going to be, you know, dealt with. And I'm telling you, the gospel of Christ, they're going to not want it to be taught. Some of these, quote, preachers are preaching is not the gospel. It is a made-up type of gospel, okay? You got all kinds of, you know, let's be real. To say that the church and the LGBTQ community can coexist together when the Lord in his word has spoken against homosexuality. He calls it an abomination. So how is we saying the church and that can coexist? You know, there's things coming out where the hearts of men are being revealed. And this year is a year for revelation. Things are going to be revealed, good or bad. It's going to be revealed this year. And I pray that the people of God will prepare their hearts that when these revelations come, that they will be able to stand. But people, you're seeing more of where some of these, quote, leaders heart really is at. It's really coming out because they're coming up, some of them are coming up with their own gospel, and they're doing these kind of funny type, underhanded kind of things to try to associate the gospel justifying the sin. And so we have to be very careful. God bless you, brother. And
God bless.
Hallelujah. Amen. And we have to stay tuned in. So, you know, brother, I don't know, have you heard, you know, situation with Geno Jennings?
No, I haven't heard about brother Jennings.
Well, they, you know, T.D. Jakes. Well, you know T.D. Jakes' situation with the Puff Daddy thing,
yeah,
and all that. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know how Geno is going to preach, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he had been preaching about T.D. Jakes and all that. And what happened was T.D. Jakes, I think he first sent Geno an email and told him to quit talking, bringing up his name. And I don't know, told him he was going he tried to get his him shut down. So what happened was after that, you know, the Black Caucus. Okay. The Black Caucus wrote Geno Jennings three letters, and they invited him to come to a meeting. It would to be between him, the Black Caucus, and T.D. Jakes about what Geno is preaching on. And so Geno was about, he was about to tear the letter up, and he said, no, he said, I'm going to go. So he went. And when he went, the Black Caucus were there, but T.D. Jakes didn't show up. And there was a reason for that. And so the Black Caucus told him, said, this is how it is. The Potter's House want to get you taken off the air, and they're looking to sue you. And from what I understand, anyone else on social media, T.D. Jakes had a lawyer up. That's why he didn't show up. He went and got him a lawyer. And so now he's trying to get Geno Jennings removed completely. He's probably going to the FCC, who is over all, you know, all your airwaves and stuff like that. And he's seeking to remove Geno Jennings, get him removed completely off the social media, and sue him and anyone else that bring up his name. So,
not surprised.
Yeah, me neither. I
not really totally surprised. I was expecting him. I was expecting him to take action against that. One thing that, you know, that we're getting to him now, you do have to be somewhat cautious. Now you have to be, today, we live in, you have to be very, you know, somewhat cautious when you do, you feign a person on the air. I wait, you know, you got to, you know, I don't know, it gets to be slander, and then the libel get into it. And if they are a very powerful person, they're going to almost sue you. That's how they do today. And they're going to, if they're powerful and they got power and money behind them, and they got different powers behind them, they're going to take action against you. So I'm not surprised, not really surprised. So,
well, you know, Geno responded.
He
said, Geno said, well, if he's going to sue me, it must also include some of his members from, I think they said some of the members that left T.D. Jakes' church, you know, since it's out. So he said, well, if he's going to sue me, it must go to some of his members, too. So, you know, he said,
he's not going to sue them. He's going to sue the head. When the president wants to stop something, they're going to go to the head, okay? The main head. So, all I can say, he better get the prayer warriors get going.
Right.
Because Jake's got a lot of power behind him. In the area.
Yeah.
So all I can say for Brother Geno, he better get his prayer and intercessory for. He better not ignore this.
Oh, yeah, and one more thing. They did tell him they want him to stop preaching against homosexuality. So,
that's why it's always going to go. It started at one place, but it really going to get down to the root of the problem.
Right.
And it this going to happen. I'm afraid this is going to happen. This is just the start of this. That's why I say for us to use our ways where we got a chance to use it now.
Right.
And use it all that we can, as far as we can go, to declare the word of God over the airways. Because, brother, they're gonna have to try to put you in jail for what you say about, especially about things that people are engaged lawfully, but unlawfully in God, and they're gonna restrict you. They got rules now that Christians don't know about. They're rules right now that's working on in Congress and different areas that we don't fully know about. And they're going to come out the corner and say, okay,
amen,
you can't preach this. You can't preach this. We're going to sue you, take everything you got, and then we'll take you into court.
Yeah.
It'll be just like PDM. Of course, PDM didn't have no money, no real property or something like that they could take. But they could put them in jail, and they put them in jail. They lawfully, the Pharisees and the civil and the spiritual authorities put them, and they could do it. And they put Peter and all the apostles, put them in jail, and then whooped them. And told them, commanded them, do not preach to that man's name anymore and bring his blood on our hands. And you're going to stop that. And they beat them and put them in jail, and threatened them. And then the apostle went back out on the street and started preaching again. Then they bring them back and brought them back. Said, didn't we not command you?
Amen.
And they put them in prison again. And how many times did Paul get whooped and get beat? People don't know how many times Paul got put in jail and how many times he got whooped and how many times he had to run for his life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a dangerous job after a while if you call yourself a prophet and then call yourself an apostle. Right now, everybody's an apostle and a prophet, and they're all over the place. It's going to be a dangerous job after a while to see what side you are. Because you're going to have to preach what they say you can preach, and you're not going to be able to say, preach what I'm telling you. I've been telling you this for the last 20 years. We know it's been coming. Last 25 years, we know this. You know, when I first came to the Lord, the first three or four years, because at that time I would do a lot of fasting and praying, and, you know, when you're young, you're very zealous, and you're pursuing the Lord, you know, and there were certain things that you get discerning when you really consecrate yourself to the Lord.
Yeah.
And during that period of the first 5 years, as I began to move forward in the Lord and get closer and closer, I discerned a lot of things that were coming.
Huh.
Way off. It's just like Brother Tell prophesied things 40 years in advance, 30 years and all that kind of stuff. So people laughed at him. That ain't going to happen. Because it was 40 years ahead. Some prophets say are way down the road, and God warns us way, way down the road. And some prophets say are near. So I was expecting him to take some action, because I said, Jake's ain't going to take this. Whoever you know it or not, Jake has a lot of power in this earth.
Yeah.
With powerful people.
Sure enough.
And all we can do is pray for Gino and ask God to shield him and give him the victory, because this is going to be a test, a real test. And I know we think, man of God, and he said, the devil and his power want him shut down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you get that?
Yeah.
Amen.
just in case people don't know, I'm not opening my mouth against Jake. I already said what I'm going to say about Bishop Jake to myself and all the other bishops. And all I can do is pray for Bishop Jake that he would find his way back to the place in God, approved of God, and favored of God. But,
yeah.
Brother Gino, you can talk about these other people, but if you step on the wrong toe, brother, the wrong feet, you're going to have some resistance. And Bishop Jake holds quite power among many people.
Yes.
And he's very wealthy, multi-millionaire. He can get the most powerful lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
And he can outlast you. The church he'll have to defend himself. And Jeno's going to have lawyers and pay that money. Because don't think this when they bring you to court, you got to go to court. Because I remember James was telling me how he met Gino back here a year and a half ago. My son, how he met Gino Jennings. He said James told me he defended his son in court, and he didn't know until Jennings appeared in the court that it was his son. That's how he met Gino. That it was his son because he had defended his son. He didn't tell me what he had defended his son for. But that's how he got introduced to Gino Jennings' son. Nowadays, you might get away with that maybe 30 years ago or 40 years ago. You get away and say what you want a lot of times.
Thank you.
I remember when I came to Chicago. When I first came to Chicago, my grandma and grandmother, they belonged to Mount Baptist Church. So I used to go to Baptist Church every Sunday night with them, Reverend Brother Rogers. He was well-known in the city at the time, kind of well-known. And he had a broadcast. When we go on Sunday night broadcast, Baptist Church show, he would have this broadcast, and he would get on the broadcast, and he would talk about how many white people he shot when he was in Mississippi. And he said, "I shot them Klansmen, I shot them," and they cut him off. They put him out of the game. Because he'll get on there, he'll get a preacher to tell about them. Well, he was in Mississippi, he just mowed them down. So now it's more serious. It's more restriction now. And we're gonna feel it more and more in the United States. Because the Antichrist, the spirit of the Antichrist is already in motion.
Amen.
Okay, so we'll pray for Brother Jennings. Lord, you help him.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, he's your servant, and you know his heart and his commission. So, Lord, you defend him and let the saints pray it. And stand with him if they see fit to do so. So I know that some people don't go along with his teaching, and everybody don't totally agree with him. And Lord, you know I don't totally agree with everything he says. I don't totally agree with Brother David Terra or everything he said. So all people got their reason. But I defend the brother because I perceive that he's a man of God, called of God, Gino Bunning. And Brother Jake, Lord, you know his heart and his life. And so we're praying for both of them that they would stand on the rock of salvation of Jesus Christ, and that this court thing, that you'll give him a miracle.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Show your hand. And measure your hand. For the man that's crying loud and sparing not. We stand in the wall, Brother Jennings, standing in the wall, and fear not, and crying loud, and spare
yes.
not. So, Lord, help him. Help
yes,
him.
God.
Help him, Jesus. Come
yes.
to his aid. Come to his defense. As you defended
yes.
the children of Israel, defend him, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Do you realize yes. they put Jesus on trial in a court and accused
mm-hmm.
him falsely?
Yes.
And he was put on trial, and false witnesses arose against him
mm-hmm.
from among the sects of the Pharisees, or the Sadducees and the scribes and the elders and the high priests. They put him on trial. And he stood before Pilate and Herod. And they found him guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I said they found the Lord God Almighty Son, Jesus Christ, found
yeah.
him guilty in an earth court between an earth man that whom he had created all the earth and the heaven and those people. He created all life. And he's standing to be judged by the
mm-hmm.
wicked and the ungodly. Be so that we might be redeemed. That's the kind of love and grace. And they tried him. And false witnesses came against him and lied, and eventually my man Pilate had to find him guilty. He wanted to let him go because he was fearful.
Mm-hmm.
But the people, to please
yeah.
the people,
yeah.
he had to find Jesus guilty.
Yes. Mm.
Guilty as charged.
Mm. Yes.
Guilty as charged. He was found guilty.
Yeah.
The righteousness of the whole, the righteousness of God was found guilty.
Mm.
The Lord of hosts, the Creator, the Redeemer, was found guilty before man.
Mm.
Now, there's going to be a lot of little Geno Jennings coming up about trial.
Mm.
And a lot of people are going to compromise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, how we would say, when we say, if God be for me, who can be against me? Well,
amen.
all that stuff we be preaching and saying, we're going to have a chance to prove it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Right here in America. Ain't talking about
yeah.
no communists. Ain't talking about no Islam terrorists. I'm not talking about no Hindu. I'm talking about right here in Democratic Christian conservative America.
Mm-hmm.
When I've been talking and on the Facebook, put some hard stuff on there, man, they own me. They make it. They excuse talking all that stuff, and they get them in. Okay, it's all right. You can say what you want to say. I don't have no problem, but I'm gonna say it anyway. So
yeah.
you can say what you want to say. It's hard. And do we realize, when we read the Bible, that these people suffer? Do we realize, when we read the scriptures, that these people paid a price for the message they had to proclaim in the name of God of Abraham, the great Jehovah? They paid a price. Most of the
yes,
time, it was
is.
Their life. If you
mm-hmm.
go from the beginning, from the fall of man, people think, they look at the Bible and they look at, oh, yeah, I want to be this, I want to be that. Those people paid a price.
Yes.
Oh, I want to be Jeremiah. Oh, I want to be Isaiah. Huh. I don't think so. Dad, double dad, you want to be Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea. Those people paid a price. Even so, they were killed, sawed asunder, put in prison, run out of town, stoned to death, put in lounge dens. Do you know that early church was thrown into lions' dens, into the fire, crucified? So, we think that we're not going to pay a price in these latter days. Because we got it all wrapped out, the rapture is going to get us out. And we don't have to endure all that stuff. Okay. You believe that fairy tale if you want. Oh, sorry, I apologize. It's just... people misunderstood the scripture. I want to talk about the brothers, you know. of that, you know, they're still our brothers in Christ. Anyway, let's tonight, as we were coming on, anybody want to attack or anybody want to intercede or command a decree or declare war in a particular area? When I came on this evening, there was something I want to attack. So I don't know what God gave you all. You want to attack a certain area or pinpoint an area that we might come against or intercede for. We need to intercede, of course, for Gino and for this problem between, because the world is watching all of this.
Yes.
And here's the thing. Who's on the Lord's side? Which one of these men, because it's two well-known men of God who said they are men of God and represent Christ and represent the same King, the same Jesus. Now, here's the thing. They're supposed to represent the same Jesus now, the same Bible, and so be the same God. And so the world and the other people are watching us, watching them. Go in it. Because it's a battle now.
Yeah.
So each one going to have to stand on one side or the other. One is is he a Pharisee? Is he a Sadducee? Or is he a Zealot? Or is he what? But it's a war. It's a spiritual war now. These two head men in the Christian faith, one apostolic, one is so-called charismatic, is coming to head like two bulls. And it's going to tell a tale. Who's really is at hand? It's right at the door, right now.
Yeah. Amen.
So,
thank Jesus.
Right now. We're facing it right now. So where is the Church of Christ with Elijah message stand?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody want to kind of fill me in on that?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't get into it. Yes, sir.
I know where we should be standing. You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I know where we should be standing.
I think
as you said, the challenge, especially in this nation, is increasing more against the believers. I believe that the Lord has been giving us time to prepare. I think that for most part we have taken for granted the preparation time, because you can see how it's fast approaching. And I agree that we have to use wisdom in things we say, but I also know that the time is really about here, just about in this nation, that is either going to be put up or shut up, you know, because when you have leaders, you know, when God calls something abomination, who are we to justify it, to say it's okay or nothing's wrong with it? You're starting to see the compromise of leaders, because when they interview you and they ask you, do you think the church and the LGBTQ community can coexist, and you say, yes, certainly. And then they ask you, say, well, where you stand, and you tell them, I'm evolving. You know, I'm like, you evolving. Well, good thing about the Lord, I'm glad he doesn't evolve. But you still claiming the Lord. So I think that especially when you have babes in Christ listening to this and a lot of immature Christians, that at some point, like I said, something has to be said in a stance. I do see, and I know that this challenge in this nation, because we know our brothers and sisters in the other nation already faced it. But in this nation, I can see the challenge now stiffening. I can see it still.
When the angel come and spoke some words back here recently and left a message about where our stand have to be in these last days. And he mentioned about the stand upon this rock, this certain place in the rock, on the rock, in you. And that you have to lift up that the nations might see your stand and your standard clearly, not doubtfully. So when I ask certain brethren about certain things, at one time, three or four different things, where does the rock of the Church of Christ stand on this issue? I didn't get a clear, and that not ought to be if you claim you're standing on the rock of rock to be the restored rock. And when I asked the leaders in the body of Christ with certain ones that we're supposed to be the rock and the standard of the nations of the world. And I said, well, where do you stand on this? Well, I don't hear nothing about this. Where do you stand on this? Where do you stand on this? Where do you stand on this? I said, the other Christians, I know basically where most of them stand. They make it known where they stand on this. They stand on that, most of them. And I said, where do we stand? It's kind of like, you know, it's like I couldn't get a clear answer. Not a unified answer.
Amen.
So when you're not portraying to the world a unified rock of stand in Christ, the world don't know where you stand.
That's so true.
So we should be out in the front of all of this. What do you think?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Have mercy indeed on all of us.
Yeah.
Amen.
You've had mercy upon us. Continue to have mercy on us more and more, Lord.
Yes.
And let your grace of our failure.
Yes, Lord.
As Daniel stood in the gap and prayed for Israel, and he confessed his own sins and the sins of Israel.
Yes.
Our prayer is that Daniel, Lord, for our failure. Jesus.
Yes.
Our slothful and neglect. Jesus.
Help us,
Lord. I know we caused you to weep. We caused you to cry. And you moan as you moan for Israel.
Yeah.
Oh, how you have bared long with us. And Lord, we endure by your mercy and your kindness and your long suffering.
Lord.
How long will you bear with us as you bear with Israel of old?
Yes, Lord.
How long?
Lord, I know I suffer to be chastened, to be corrected about many things. And my brethren, and those that have come this way.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, as we humble ourselves to recognize that we have not fulfilled the standing of the standard upon the rock as you would have us to do.
Yes,
Lord. Dear Jesus. We attack the enemy that has come against us through our pride and our selfishness.
Self-righteousness.
We attack this devil who has divided us.
Yes, Lord.
Derision and deception.
Yes,
we attack
Lord,
this spirit that has called us to stumble in the eyes of the people, to reproach to your name.
Oh,
Lord, we have done it, Lord. We have been rebellious and stubborn, and we have somewhat failed in many things.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Dear Jesus, how long will you bear with us?
Lord.
How long will you suffer with us?
Jesus.
How long will you hold back your justice and give mercy and compassion?
Yes,
the church of Christ, if you will reestablish and restore, will awaken and shake it itself and stir itself and arise. The Koloboshika. Stir our hearts and our minds and rid us of our selfish pride, our self-righteousness. Koloboshika. Help us to come and be awakened.
Yes, Lord.
Stir ourselves at the altar of sacrifice lay. Just like the battle between Brother Gino and Jake's, Lord, the enemy would divide and to destroy.
Jesus.
And he would call us to fight and call us to compromise your righteousness. But we pray if Brother Gino is standing on the rock,
stand
with him.
Yes.
We stand for him.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's your servant to cry loud and spare not. Then let the angels girdle him for strength and for war and for victory. Blessed the Lord that our rock who defends us and who delivers us against the adversary and the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
That the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, may be declared.
Jesus.
As in the days of Jeremiah, when he told him to shut up and put him in prison. But the word of the Lord prevailed.
Let your servant
prevail. Let your servant prevail against the gates of hell. Let the enemy be beaten back. Let the voice of the Lord ring out as in the John the Baptist who cried out.
And,
O Lord, to lift up a standard in this day. Call the church of Christ, Idiotia, of Christ with the Elijah method, all the restoration, and all the believers in Christ to arise to a higher standard and stand united together against all unrighteousness and all the works of the devil. Lord, we're choosing sides right now. America's choosing sides. The churchwards are choosing sides. Families are choosing sides. Lord, we choose you, Lord, in the gospel, the restored doctrine. We're choosing
Lord,
to stand on the fullness of your word and your truth.
Yes.
We can't stand on any other foundation that will not be shaken. But now the shaking of people's faith, the shaking of America, the shaking of the economy, the shaking of our justice system, our judicial system, being shaken, Lord, and tested. Being tested, homes are being tested. What is a family, Lord? What is another type of family, Lord? It's being tested what the family is. Tested, Lord, about justice to all people and righteousness. Being tested and shaken, Lord. Holy One, holy, holy, holy.
Holy,
holy, holy, Lord God. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy. Holy and righteous are thou. Holy and righteous are thou. Jesus the rock. Bread of life. The storm is coming against your people. The storm is coming against the rock of the people who stand on the rock. The storm, they're beating back to see where they give way. Satan is allowed to come like a storm, Lord, to test us, to prove us. Jesus, we need you. Jesus, gutter your people for blessing. Gutter them for war. Lord, gutter us about the time of the winds and the storms that beat upon the house. The storms that beat upon the house. Jesus, we need you, Christ our Lord. Gutter about.
Gutter about.
Gutter about. be a shield and a buckler.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
Jesus.
Arise. Let our enemies, let your enemies be scattered. Rise again.
Yes.
Let the enemies of the Lord be scattered. Again.
Yes, Lord.
Brother
yes,
Gino, Lord.
Lord,
stand up strong for him.
Yes.
In the Bedosha.
Yes.
Saying, mighty, show your right hand. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Faithful to thee.
Yes.
That promise.
Yes.
He was faithful in the days of old.
Yes.
So be faithful to your saints in these days.
Yes,
as
Lord.
We are under attack. Lord, we attack this spirit
yes.
over the church
yes,
of Christ who has come to hinder the work of the restoration
yes,
of all things. We attack
yes.
that devil, that lying
in the name of
spirit,
Jesus.
Spirit of deception, spirit
yes.
of curse, of Mormonism,
yes.
Joseph Smithism, false religion, false revelation. We renounce curse, every spirit of skulls and bones, Illuminati,
yes.
masonry.
Yes.
We curse
yes.
and reject all curses of the Mormonism
yes.
and false
yes.
religion. We reject it and renounce it. And all
yes.
forms of bitterness and hatred and self-righteousness,
yes,
we renounce and cast it down.
Yes.
And every
yes.
devil must flee it. Our rebuke, you command us to come against him. We will come against him in agreement. We come against him with the sword, the battle axe, the spear. We rise against this evil that has scattered and broken your people. Rise up, Lord, in the church of Christ with a new day as the morning star. Rise as the brightness of the sun, as the sword in battle. Rise up as David against Goliath, Joshua against the Canaanites. Rise, do battle with us, and the victory to your people. Take a stand and will not be moved from the rock. Jesus, rise, O Lord. Rise, O Lord.
Rise,
O
Lord.
Rise, O Lord.
Rise,
O Lord. Rise, O Lord. Rise, O Lord. Rise, O Lord.
Rise,
O Lord. Jesus. Rise, O Lord. Defend your servant in the name of Yeshua. Oh, rise, Lord Jesus.
Lord,
we can't make it. We can't make it without you. We can't endure
it
without you. We can't overcome. We can't conquer without you.
Rise,
O Lord. Honor the ocean. Rise, Lord
yes.
Jesus. Reveal yourself as in days of old. Stretch out your right hand for your servant and your servant and yet to come to be put to the test. In Jesus'
yes.
mighty name. There is no
Jesus.
Lord greater than the Lord Jesus who is mighty in battle. The Lord of hosts do
yes,
battle
Lord.
For Zion. Lord
yes.
of hosts do battle for Zion. Hallelujah. Raise
battle.
Up a people like Joshua. Raise up an army like Joshua. Raise up
yes.
an army like Joshua against the enemy. Thank
Lord
you, Jesus.
Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, we exalt the blood and your death. We exalt your resurrection victory.
Yes,
we exalt
Lord.
Your atonement, your
yes.
suffering, and your power, your resurrection
yes.
victory. Glory to your name.
Glory
yes. to
you.
Glory
to you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. We thank you. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Wonderful. Wonderful work in Jesus.
Wonderful
work in Jesus. Give a miracle to our brother. Humanate your miracle, Jesus.
Lord,
defend him against the evil. Rise, son, out of right with healing and deliverance in your name. Rise with healing in your power. Wonderful Jesus, wonderful Lord, wonderful deliverance. Wonderful Lord, wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Wonderful
Lord. Wonderful
Lord.
Lord, we attack the evil and the prince over Ethiopia and Sudan. This power of darkness and the prince over Ethiopia and the Sudan. We join with the intercessors and lift our sword in battle to cast down this strong man over their people and let the word of God have free course to heal the land. Let the gospel go with power to heal the land and destroy the prince of darkness and cast down that tyrant controlling demon and prince.
Yes.
Let it be scattered, that the gospel may free those lands and those nations, and that Jesus become Lord. Lord, we release the attack in our sword for Ethiopia and for the Sudan, for those people are precious in your sight, for Israel is among them. The seed of Israel, gather them out
with
a mighty
Lord.
Deliverance and show your mighty hand. And you are the same Jesus that broke the man to death, the same Jesus who conquered death, hell, and the grave, and you're risen as the right-hand Father. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We release the victory over them. We release the victory against the principalities and powers. We release the victory. We release the victory. We are united in faith. We release the victory.
Jesus.
Son of God.
Son
of the living God.
In your name. Yes, Lord. Son of the living God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. To your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you.
You made us to declare the victory and stand in the gap and fight for your people in every nation.
Yes, Lord.
In every nation under the sun.
Yes,
that your
Lord.
Kingdom would come.
Yes.
Your kingdom would roll forward and conquer and subdue.
Yes,
let
Lord.
The kingdom
Jesus,
and the glory.
Lord.
From 1929 to this day, let a new arising happen among
these
people called the Church of Christ with a life. Let a Neberosha.
Yes,
thank
Lord
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh,
Lord.
Glory. Glory.
Yes.
Oh,
glory.
It's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's rising, it's coming in the name of Jesus. It's coming, devil, you a liar, it's coming, it's coming in the name of Jesus and the word of God. It's coming forth.
Yes,
it's coming forth.
Thank
you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We decree it, we command it. We declare it, we command it to be so according to his word. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Arm yourself for war.
Yes, Lord.
Arm yourself for the battle.
Yes, Lord.
Honor
Jesus.
Yourself with the strength of the Most High.
Yes,
and the
Lord,
light
Jesus.
Of his word.
Jesus.
Let it impregnate you as a new shot rising up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, praise the Lord.
Jesus.
When I begin to tell people,
thank you,
and
Jesus.
I speak about the area, and
thank
a lot
you,
of even the church members don't understand this, when I talk about the political powers of governance, because, see, we don't understand how Satan operates fully. He uses government in the earth. So when I get on the Facebook and tell people, and I talk about governments and mayors and governors and rulers, they don't understand that Satan works through the government and powers on the earth to stop God's plan.
Yeah.
That's right.
But they don't understand. Satan would put judges, presidents, mayors to make laws, to make rules, to hinder the people of God and hinder the people and hand the people to the power of Satan. They don't understand that. You can't divorce politics from the kingdom of darkness and evil. So when I declare to you about the president, about the senators, and about the mayors, Satan is going to use or God's going to use them, one or the other. So you have to be concerned about the power that is established in the earth. Oh,
amen. My Lord.
You're in politics. Lord. Yeah, I'm in politics because that's where the devil is. That's where God is at. He's going to establish his man or his woman in those offices, or the devil's going to put his office in it. Don't you see how he controls the earth and changes laws and times?
It's so true.
My Lord. Yes, Lord.
And to make all these ungodly rules.
Jesus.
And have our children believe in lies in the school.
So true.
And telling you what you can't preach and what you can't teach, and if you're gonna be find yourself in court or in the, before the justice. Don't you understand that Jesus will fall before the justice of his day? Well, we don't have nothing to do with politics or government. That's exactly what the devil don't want you to have nothing, just to do with nothing, because that's where he's going to see his power.
His power's
not just going to be in religion.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
Who you think make these rules and laws and constitution and social? Who you think make these laws? People in power.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Wow.
To stand up, Jesus.
Yes. And we need to understand that we are the pack. These systems where Satan is controlling and ruling in the earth. That's why Jesus said, let thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Where? On earth.
On earth.
Yes.
As it is in heaven.
On earth. Where do we live? Where are we
on
in?
Earth.
On the
on earth.
Earth. What government on the earth that are ruling?
Earth.
What what president? What mayor?
On earth.
On earth.
Yes.
We got to unearth these demons who are in power in the earth.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
You,
if you don't think it means anything spiritually for you not to vote and let a wicked man get in power and have you crying and moaning, then you don't understand the laws of rule and power. Because if you got a wicked man over your school system, over your town, you're going to moan.
That's right. That's true.
Amen.
Well, we don't got nothing to do with that. These people, I know they don't understand. I look at some Christians, I know they don't understand.
My Lord.
The devil got his hand in everything.
Jesus.
Do you think the devil has not got his hand and his power in every place that he can get?
Wow.
When in Jesus' day, what happened? Did people cry out, Caesar is our God. Caesar, kill Jesus. Caesar is our Lord. Kill Jesus. They were Jews. They wanted Caesar. Away with this Jesus. Away with him. What they saying now? Away with the gospel. Away with the Bible. Don't care what the Bible said about abomination, what sin, or right. Away with that stuff. They don't want to hear that. They make their own rules. You say that they would make their own rules and own laws.
Yeah.
They want us to bow. They want the Christians to forget about their laws and their God and bow to their rules.
My Lord.
So the Church of Christ is for me to at the forefront, Brother Nate. But we see other Christians taking a stand, our brethren. Where is the Church of Christ with Elijah Masters?
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
You know, they're arguing about who got the priesthood.
Yes.
You know, they're fighting over who got the building or who got this.
Mm-hmm.
When the devil is laughing and taking over the world as much as he can.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But right now, we are fighting the wrong battle in the restoration, the wrong battle.
Amen.
Stupid stuff, like whether you can lift your hands and say, praise the Lord. Stupid. Ignorant.
Amen.
You can't say, clap your hands, I'm glad for Jesus.
My Lord Jesus. Help us, Father.
Help your people.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Help your people, Lord. Help your people, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Take the veil off our mind, the pride, the arrogance.
Jesus.
Precious Jesus. Father, America is now bound at who can gain the power. And they love the power of office more than they love you. And Lord, they'll do anything to get to the seat of power and lie and cheat. America's to that place. My God. Precious Jesus. And it's in the church world. They want to rule by might, but not by deed. Help us to do as Elijah, prove God was real. Help us to prove that Jesus is real. Hallelujah.
Help us to prove that you're real.
Jesus is alive and real in our lives and through. Help us through by love and humility. In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. Help us.
In the power that raised Jesus from the dead.
Yes.
And the power that quickened his mortal body.
Yes.
Deliver us from our own ways and our own thinking.
Yes, Lord.
Call us to submit to the rock. Our nation, Lord, is falling into gross darkness. Let the Church of Christ and all our brothers to rise.
Yes,
in this
Lord.
Earth.
Jesus,
for
Lord,
Jesus,
Jesus,
kingdom to come. Thy will be done on earth, just like it is in heaven.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We got 2 minutes left or 1 minute. Glad to hear you voices, beloved.
Amen.
Hug
Amen.
Your children, your grandchildren, your wives and your husband. Tell them you appreciate them.
Amen.
Let your
Amen.
Teacher, that when you go to teach, say, I appreciate you, teacher. When you see the police,
Amen.
The policeman, I appreciate you. I appreciate you for protecting me. I appreciate you. Teacher for teaching my children. I appreciate you.
Yes, Lord.
Give them a hand, a word that you appreciate them.
Amen.
Yes,
Amen. Well,
Amen.
Y'all, eat good. Eat your beets. Drink
Amen.
Your beet juice.
Amen.
Your honey and your vinegar, cider vinegar, your lemon.
Amen.
Your sour soup, tea,
Amen.
Your green tea, your onion and garlic, and the D3 and zinc.
Amen.
And vitamin C would take away your cold, D3. And
Amen.
Your zinc with vitamin C will stop all this coughing and virus stuff. And you can beat the devil to his punch.
Amen.
You can beat the devil to the punch. Well, I love you guys. Appreciate you. So support the man of God. Declaring Brother Nathan Hunter. Let him be declared. Glad when we get back on TV so they can see him on TV.
Amen.
Amen.
One.
Amen.
Take care, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for all you listening. And may the Lord bless you all and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless.